Hey, what's up, Street Talks? Derek here from the Eric from Street Photography Blog. So I want to share with y'all this new theory I have about social media slavery. So I think we could all agree that slavery is not a good thing. So obviously, you know, at least in America, there's no more slavery. Unfortunately, in a lot of parts of the world, slavery still exists. And like, I can't speak too much about international politics because I honestly don't really know. But let me try to talk a little bit about social media slavery, digital sharecropping, and what I consider what's really going on. So first and foremost, what is the definition of a slave? A slave is somebody who's either, you know, became a slave because they're born into slavery, they're slaves because through war and conquest they turn into slaves, or actually end up becoming slaves because, you know, there's debt and then you end up becoming sold into slavery, or, you know, let's say as a child your parents sold you into slavery, whatever happens. Okay, so if you just study history, slavery, it actually happens a lot. And you kind of wonder how great empires in the past were able to become great. And I think the sad reality is generally with all great civilizations have been built on the back of slaves. So, you know, ancient Greece, right? How were they able to be so creatively productive and prolific? Probably slavery. Same thing with the Romans. And actually now in today's modern world, you know, even early America, a lot of it was built on the backs of slaves. And now, I think social media is the new slavery. So this is what I think. So it's not 100% fair to call it slavery. I would call it more like digital sharecropping. But I think the sentiment is pretty much about the same. So essentially, you could become a metaphorical slave to social media if you tie your own self-esteem, your own self-worth, and you quantify your self-worth, or you crowdsource your self-esteem, as Kanye West says it, into social media through the likes, the comments you get, and stuff like that. And if you ever do anything for the gram or social media or YouTube's whatever, in some ways you're becoming a slave. And I know slavery is kind of a harsh way to put it, but, you know, I think to make a stronger statement is probably going to be more effective. So essentially, the film to watch is probably The Matrix. I think it's the closest thing is, you know, we're all plugged into Matrix and we're at this point where our minds are being so subtly or sometimes unsubtly programmed by social media in general. You know, consider, Cindy calls it fear feeds. Whenever it comes to the just media in general and social media, it's all fear feeds. Generally, what provokes fear or anger or whatever, or fright, gets viewed, clicked on the most. And who ends up winning? Advertisers or the social media platform, which is Facebook, who owns Instagram and so forth. And so the tricky thing is, like, no one's really at fault. Like, I don't think Facebook is evil. And, you know, I think Mark Zuckerberg has good intentions. But the problem is just the way that the internet, social media, marketing, advertising, consumerism, capitalism is kind of built, this is what actually ends up happening. So assuming you're not a social media influencer or whatever, all these peoples are uploading their lives, their preferences, their thoughts, whatever, to Facebook, Instagram, social media, whatever. They're doing it for free. So to do something and build the benefit of somebody else and not get paid for it, that's kind, isn't that what slavery is? Even at least indentured servants kind of got a little bit of money. And so I think actually Jerome Lanier is probably one of the most interesting philosophers to talk on tech. He brought forth the notion that, you know, if you contribute to social media, you should get some sort of micropayments for whatever you do. But I think the problem with that is ain't nobody gonna do that. So I think now there are several things you could do as an individual. So first of all, delete your Instagram, stop using social media. That's a basic thing. Basically, other things you could do too is, like, uninstall social media from your phone. And actually, it's so funny too, because like now I'm starting to think, you know, even Gmail, it's like becoming its own little social media too. Like whenever I go to coffee shops and people are just always on Gmail all day, I'm like, man, all that creative productivity, which is being lost because people are just always on email, I don't think that's good either. But anyways, that's besides the point. So delete all social media apps from your phone. And perhaps, like, based on my personal experience with my phone, the only really important thing is your phone, Google Maps, Uber/Lyft, texting, phone calls. That's probably it. And I know that for myself, being able to uninstall all that crap and stop using social media the last, like, maybe 4 years, I could finally think straight. And when you disconnect from social media or the Matrix, you know, remember the scene where Neo gets the thing pulled out? It's obviously very painful, but once you, you know, unplug yourself and you take the red pill, whatever, then I think you could reach more of your own creative potential. So once again, I think, the question is Facebook, Instagram a net negative or a net positive to society? Is very tricky. I think, let me speak for Facebook. I still think Facebook is a net positive to society, although there's lots of ills. Instagram, the way it is right now, I would say it's a net negative to society, or it's a net negative to artistry, creativity, and photography. And, you know, it is human to want social affirmation for whatever we do. That's been with us forever. But perhaps like a better way to think about it is, it's better to get affirmation from other people we admire. So for example, let's say Kanye looks at one of my photos or sees one of my videos or whatever, and Kanye liked it, or I met him in person. I would so much more be grateful of that kind of social affirmation than getting a bunch of random likes on social media. And so it's the quality of the admiration that actually matters, at least with social things. And ultimately, if you could admire yourself, that's the ultimate. So if you feel like, and you know, I'm not telling you what to do, but if you feel like social media has kind of like trapped you, you know, just try to go from a social media fast for a few days, see how you feel, go for periods where you just turn off your phone, put your phone to airplane mode, whatever. And it does seem that the more you could disconnect yourself from the social media matrix, the more you could thrive.